Hello, this is Lee from the Team Podcasters Network with the Team Podcasters Network podcast. This is the pilot episode, and I'm going to be going over some podcasts. I'm going to go over the website and also the podcast in general. And also, I want your comments on this. I'll probably bring this up at the end. Because this is a pilot episode, I have to know if what I'm doing is okay, or if you want more, or if you want me to taste something away and add something, or if you want me to do anything to the podcast. As long as, you know, you have an opinion, I'll listen to it. And this is for the listeners and for the people at the Team Podcasters Network. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Because this isn't my podcast. This is all of your podcasts. This is a podcast for everyone to listen to figure out, you know, what to listen to, and also other stuff. In general, this is going to be not only about the Team Podcasters Network, about opinions on how the Team Podcasters Network is reflecting into other objects of podcasting, basically meaning, you know, since teen podcasting is coming about, podcasting is in a booming and thriving point, and it's only going to get bigger from here on out, and we already know that from the amount of podcasts that we have in the Team Podcast Network. So less talking, more going over. I'm going to go over three podcasts today. I'm going to go over the DJ Jade and Quincy Show, The Commoner's View of the World, and Dot Uplink. I'm not gonna give bad reviews. I'm just gonna give honest opinions. I'm just gonna say some things that they're not gonna be mean, but they're just gonna be like things that let's just go, and you guys will know what I'm talking about. Like I said, I'm going to go over the website and the podcast. First one I'm going to go over is the DJ Jade and Quincy Show. This podcast is amazingly in tune with its listeners. It has its own MySpace group for independent bands, so that way they can put their music on this podcast. And hopefully when this podcast gets big, which I know and hope it will, these independent bands will be noticed by, you know, a person who listens to a podcast who's in the music industry, and then they'll get, you know, a bigger job. And I love that about this. And it's a really funny show. I listened to the, to episode 3, which was Pranks Galore with my friend, and we were just laughing so much because they prank call all these people, and it's just, you have to listen to it, you have to check it out. I gave it a overall 9 out of 10, for the podcast itself. Okay, moving on to the website, I'm just going to give you some tips on the website. It's a great layout. It's one of the pre, blogger given layouts. Just with an edited image at the top. It's a nice and decent layout, and you guys should just keep it that way. The way that you have everything there is perfectly fine, so you don't need to change anything in there. I want contact info on that page. I mean, if you have an email link, that's not enough. We need contact info. We need the most ways that you can contact a person. Both the hosts. We need to be able to contact both of them, separately. Not just one, not just the person who put it together, but both of them. It's the viewer's whole thing. And then also, near the bottom of the page, the chiclets are in a little bit of a mess. You managed to pull off some cleanliness with it, but it's not good. You should fix it up with some BRs, but besides that, it's an overall great site. Next podcast I'm going to go over is The Commoner's View of the World, which is a great podcast. The person who made the Team Podcasters Network is the person who makes this podcast, for all of you who didn't know. This is a great podcast. It's well recorded. There's only two problems that I have with it. There's only one problem that I have with it. And the only problem I have with it is, the host sounds like he's reading off of a piece of paper. It sounds like everything wasn't only pre-written out. Pre-writing your podcast out isn't bad in my terms, but just not practiced. It sounds like you were reading it for the first time. And, that's basically the only problem that I have with it is just the fact that you sound like you're just reading off a piece of paper for your first time. But besides that, it's a great podcast. Even if you do keep that, I'll keep listening. And I gave it an overall 8 out of 10 just for that reason. So may want to work on that just a little bit. Even if you aren't reading off a piece of paper, you may want to work on sounding less like you're reading off paper. About the website, it's a great website. It's another one of the blogger pre-builts with a customized image at the top and some customized things at the top. First of all, it never hurts to let your listeners know a lot, which is one of the up pluses that I give this site. It's everything that he comes across about the news of his podcast, he puts on there and he has on there to give to people. He doesn't hesitate on putting stuff up. He puts on everything that the viewers know, everything that he knows about the podcast, and that's great. A problem though is that the only way to contact is through email, which isn't great for, it's not like people don't have email. It's just, there's the more ways that a person can contact you, the more likely that they're going to be contacting you. And the only way to get to your AIM/ICQ is to go into your profile, which is really annoying. You should just put your contact info on the page and keep it there. And then, again, a little bit of a tickle mess. It's not that bad, but you can clean it up with some BRs. Just do that. And overall, it's a great podcast. It's a great site. Check it out. The last one I'm going over is .uplink. This is a great podcast. And their newest episode, they had an interview with Leo Laporte. Is that a quinky dink? Is that going to give them higher markings on my ratings? No. I mean, not to sound that bad. I wouldn't mind having Leo Laporte on my podcast myself. It's just, I'm not reviewing, you know, who you have on your podcast. This is a great podcast. I enjoyed listening to it. It's what helped me found the Team Podcasters Network. This podcast is great. It's good. It's everything that you could get from a podcast plus more. If you listen to it, you'll love it. You'll keep listening to it. And it's like the first two. It's just a great podcast. Some problems I do have with it though is, specifically in episode 6 where, Christina was kind of fading out. She was a very low volume compared to Leo Laporte. And when he left, her volume shot up. And, I just want to be able to hear everyone. And if you can try and do that, that'd be great. There aren't really problems with the whole podcast in general. It just, that just really annoyed me. And so I gave it an 8 out of 10. But that's not bad. It's a great podcast. If you're listening right now and you're not the hosts, or you're person on the Team Podcast Network, listen to all three of these. And .uplink is not bad. Neither is The Commoner's View of the World. I just gave them 8 out of 10 because it's my opinion. They're great ones. I listen to them. I subscribe to them. So, you know, they're good. So listen to them. Website of .uplink. You need to clean up the main page. Just the basic, the front of it. You need to clean up with BR some centers. This is all HTML I'm talking about. Very simple. Centers, BRs, just stuff like that. You'll clean it up. Include contact links in the bios for each person. Even if it is just email, this is the only part where I will go across on email, is since you have multiple hosts, give each one an email, like a Gmail email, and have them all have their own email, and that way, if there's like a personal fan of a person, or like, because I know that some of the people are into Mac, one of the persons into Mac, one of the persons into Linux, one of the persons into Windows. If you put emails in, the people who need to ask the questions of Linux, Windows, or Mac can ask those questions directly to the people who know most about them. And last, why does the podcast page look different from the entire site? This isn't like entirely bad, it's just kind of weird. And if you can, fix it up. If you can't, that's okay. You can transport an RSS feed over into a plain HTML page. Just look up some tutorials. Just try to get it to look like the rest of the whole site. All three of these podcasts are great. And I actually have to have something to complain about my website. It's the fact that this is just to make me fit in with all of you. My page, my website, doesn't have full compatibility with Firefox. You can get the podcast. You can do everything that also other users can do. I think it's the Gecko engine in general. But for some reason, the layout does not want to display on there. It displays correctly. It's just the white part cuts off. You can still read everything. You can still do everything on the site. It's just kind of a little bit annoying. And so, you know, I can relate to you guys with having problems with my site. And if there's some things that you guys can't fix, then that's fine. Because I still subscribe. People still subscribe. People still love your site. These are just some tips to get, you know, people to be more, you know, looking at your site and loving it. And then the podcast in general, mine isn't the greatest, in the world. And that's, you know, that's just cause that's how mine is. Mine doesn't have a lot of content, and I'd probably give mine an 8 out of 10. I like the DJ Jade and Quincy show more than I like mine. Which is amazing, but I think everyone in the Team Podcasters Network will be able to, get their podcast up. Everyone will be able to, have a good podcast. And that's about it. I want to end this podcast with just having, contact links, contact information, xxltrxx@gmail.com, for your comments and feedback. Or you can just get me, AIM, the Domalier, MSN, squeak171@hotmail.com, Yahoo, Lear 9107. I have a few more. You can use my AIM as ICQ. And I'll have all those. If you didn't catch them or if I mispronounced them wrong, I'll have them all in the show notes. And, that's about it for the first, Team Podcasters Network podcast. Hope you guys all enjoyed it. Thank you.